This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken three ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities. One of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans are doling out a lot of cheddar for their car loans. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is because the price of all vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic.
Auto loans are loans secured by the car you are buying. They are available from dealerships and a variety of lenders, so it's important to shop around in order to find the best interest rates and terms for your vehicle. Bill Magnus, CEO of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, was fired on Wednesday in the wake of February's deadly blackouts that left millions without electricity in the cold weather. As power grid manager, Magnus was given a 60-day termination notice by the company's board of directors. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas this weekend before dropping down to Phoenix, Arizona next weekend. Driver Austin Dillon tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. It's always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character over the last couple years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and you saw Kurt Busch be able to win in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So we've got a solid baseline for Vegas, and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford Mustang tells us his thoughts on the LVMS.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
NASCAR has racing all weekend in Las Vegas. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox Television. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, little heads up here. I've been invited to speak at the 17th Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, which is going to happen on April the 3rd at 9 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be a virtual thing as well, so it's very cool. And some of my good friends, Jonathan Kahn, Pat Boone's going to be there, Ann Graham Lotz, Kathy Lee Gifford, Kevin Sorbo, Mike Lindell is taking a break. He's going to be there. He's always has such great insight. I really appreciate how God has used him and what God is doing in his life. It is a constant encouragement. Also, our good friend, Dr. Alveda King, Pastor Kevin Jessup from The Return and other places, ministry leader. Joe Teisman is going to be there, Tony Perkins, Marco Rubio, and I get to be associated with that stellar group of speakers on that date. So, whatever you're doing, make sure you kind of save that date and time on April the 3rd at 9 o'clock. We'll give you more details a little bit later on as well. Good to have you with us here. Krish Denham is joining us now. Krish has an incredible background that he's going to tell you about. This is kind of what America is all about, number one, and number two, really more importantly, what God is all about. What God is doing, He is in the nonstop, committed, 100% transforming business. And, for many of us who have gone through this experience, there is that I was portion, I was this, and today I am. And the pivotal change, the catalyst of all that, was God himself. In this particular case, with Krish, not only is God in his life, but also mentors like Zig Ziglar. And I'm going to let him tell you more about it. Krish, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks a lot for having me, Bill. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you've got this new book, and boy, if we ever needed unity, we hear unity being talked about, but it's in a very casual sense. It's unity with a prescribed agenda. It's all under the guise, supposedly, of diversity. But the ultimate diversity happens when we are free in Christ. Not free in Joe Biden or free in any political party or any political figure. They really just do not have the authority, number one, nor do they have the power to sustain it. But when you are in rhythm with God Almighty, the maker of the universe, when he talks about being free and having liberty and being all you can be, this is from God himself, who created the heaven and the earth, and he created you too, right? And not on some basic, theoretical idea or concept. God being who God is, it's always very exact, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think you stated it very well. our unity comes actually in our diversity. And very early on in my career, Mr. Ziegler told me that I would be confronting this diversity compendium, but I would have to look at it through similarity. What are our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations? And I think even on your own website, you talk about inclusion as opposed to that individual mandate. Mm-hmm. And when I came here as an immigrant all those years ago, I basically told people I was going to practice integration, not irritation.
Yeah. And you've been true to that, thank God, and it's served you well. And this is why peace abounds, because otherwise, I mean, things are raucous anyway. They can be normally. But the kind of peace we want is the peace that is sustaining, the peace that no matter what happens around you, you know that you know that you know, right?
Yeah, and, you know, when I took an oath to become a citizen of this country and pledge allegiance to it and went through all of the processes that make this country unique, my mentor, Mr. Ziegler, was very, very instrumental in that journey, and that was the reason why I thought it was important to articulate how a man stood in the gap. He was a white man from Mississippi. I was an immigrant from India. If you listen to the populist talk, that was already a grounds for prejudice.
Yeah.
But he says, one day we'll stand in front of a colorblind God, and my job is to give you colorful hope.
Wow.
So every step of the way, when I had disenfranchisement, when I believed it was my immigrant or my accent or things that were preventing me, he stood in the gap and used Acts 17:26. He says, we are all from one blood. God decided beforehand where we would rise and fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be a good time to articulate. He's been gone a number of years, but his influence abounds large. And I've had a remarkable life, 75 countries. I've preached the gospel now. But it began with this man looking me in the eye and saying that, you know what, I love you as a brother because we are united in blood.
Yes.
And it was strange for me coming from a culture that was subservient that a very, very august white man would look at me, a little brown immigrant, and say, we are united. There was a kinship that formed that ultimately he was my spiritual father. He led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Zig, no doubt, very powerful voice. And as you say, his legacy maintains. I can't even tell you how many meetings that I enjoyed and conferences I enjoyed where Zig Ziglar was the speaker and you know, his zigisms and sayings and that are still part of the vernacular. I remember one time he was talking about, you know, you talk about diversity, and he said that he really appreciated the creativity of the young people. They, you know, here with all the tattoos and, you know, metal piercings and everything like that. And he said, gosh, I just really appreciate their creativity. He says, but I'm hard-pressed to hire them. And the reason it is because I'd have to spend 75% of my time explaining them to the rest of the staff. We've come a long way since then, and it's more them explaining us, you know, to the rest of the staff, right, Krish?
Yeah, when 9/11 happened, and I was going through some of those issues because of the profiling aspect, I was a
person
with him. I was his aide.
Yeah.
So one day we were sitting somewhere, and I said, Mr. Ziegler, how do you look at diversity? He says, I look at diversity through the eyes of God. Mm. He says, how does a white cow give brown leather, yellow butter, white milk, red meat? It just does.
Pretty simple, isn't it? I love. Well, and that's the deal. That's what you appreciate about Zig. Was he was so down to earth. He broke down the complex, and he caught you in the midst of your own, you know, self-aggrandizement and you know, your own arrogance to think that you knew better. And then it's like, no, it's still 1 + 1 = 2. You know, the math still works out, right?
And, you know, he introduced me to the late, great Adrian Rogers, and had a saying which I still use when I speak. I said, when I'm done, some of you will disagree with me, but I'm diplomatic enough to stay here long enough so you can come apologize to me.
What happens is you
take away the argument before it forms, and that's the circular logic we're living in now, a very illogical. You know, you mentioned our political climate as diverse as it is and all of this other components. basic math, U plus God equals enough, basic arithmetic that you have to have enough if you want to survive. I was with Mr. Ziegler in Australia one time, and a preacher said this: if you want to survive in this world, just realize that your yearning should never exceed your earning.
Good point. That's not complicated. No, it really isn't. That's the wisdom for the ages that's still applicable right now. Chris Stanham is with us, and we're going to talk about his book, That They May Be One. It's about unity, utilizing the essence of one verse from Scripture. Think about it. We've got more from Chris coming up. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we're interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you talk about a reset. You know, globally they're talking about a reset for a different type of outcome. But I believe we're at that point where, you know, people of faith have to hit the reset button and reconsider our priorities. You know, who is the center of that universe? Who is it that we can trust? Who is that solid rock that never changes? And this is something personally that I've had to consider, you know, having gone through a real crazy, you know, political season and everything is it's easy to get caught up in the waves and the tsunami of the culture. And I had to realize, I go, whoa, you know, I had my priorities out of order. And I share that with you and encourage you to consider, you know, who is in the center of the universe. I was sharing yesterday, I had to do a presentation for a group, and I was taken to the book of Isaiah, who in this particular verse talks about, you know, about the peace of God and where it resides. It resides in that person whose mind and focus is stayed on God himself. That no matter what is going around, and what's happening around you, that a steady stream of peace is yours as you remain connected to God, right? And I got to tell you, it's made a huge difference. And this has probably, as a result, been one of the best weeks personally I've been experiencing as a result of this reset. Krish Denham is with us, and Krish has a terrific personal story as an immigrant from India, what he experienced. And every time I hear success stories from immigrants like Krish, it makes me, first of all, thankful in the God we trust as a nation that we're able to bless people like Krish and his family and so many that have such great stories. And I often follow that consideration as in being thankful, and not to be arrogant to say, and sometimes I do say this, but I don't mean it in the spirit of arrogance, but, you know, where we think, gosh, only in America, but there's very few places, you know, really, that someone like Krish could come to and realize, you know, God-given liberty. And this is what we're fighting for right now in our country, is that the liberty is coming from God. It's not coming from Joe Biden or the Democratic Party, okay? And this is what's off base right now, is we need to realign our priorities and our first principles. Krish, you know, for our audience, tell us your story, a little bit of your background, if you would.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Bill. I came to America in 1986, $9 to my name, and began to claw and scratch my way up. I was raised an Orthodox Hindu in India, and then through a series of encounters, I won a sales contest and met the legendary motivator Zig Ziglar, set my sights on working for him, went to work for him as a telemarketer in 91, eventually became his VP of Global Operations and wrote a book with him. That's the Reader's Digest version of a bookend of hope. But you said something in the introduction, or at least right before I came on, which I wanted to tag team to. If you can't make it in America, don't pack. You ain't going to make it anywhere else. America, in my mind, is God's gift to the world. The rest was just a package deal. I've been to 75 countries, and any place I go where they chastise America, I said, let's go by the U.S. Embassy or consulate. And as long if there's no line there, I'll believe that that's not the greatest place on earth. And there's not one consulate in the world that doesn't have a line out of it with people saying, let me in.
Great point.
America was birthed in God's identity. We are one nation under God. We, you know, our very foundations, our very declarations say that, endowed by a creator. But by the 1950s, morality began to seed, and we began to redefine morality. And that's why America is in the crisis it is in now. And we need just old-fashioned spiritual wisdom, which basically says we were created in God's image and given his mind. So, I mean, I don't get that frustrated with the process as much as I get frustrated with the people who have turned their backs on God.
Exactly.
And that's why I'll again quote Adrian Rogers. He says, as long as we raise a generation based on rights, we will always have revolution and counter-revolution. If we begin to go back and raise them on responsibility like the forefathers did, we may have a revival.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and to your point about a nation under God, Ronald Reagan said that any nation that is no longer under God will have gone under. And we are teetering to a degree, because even people of faith that know better, Krish, you know, are casual. And that's why I'm saying you need to hit the reset button and come back to your first love, right? And God, like in the story of the prodigal, is right there. I mean, he is running to us because he sees the chaos. You know, the Bible says clearly that when righteousness rejoices, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. The people are not reigning, you know, they're not rejoicing right now because righteousness is not reigning. But as I was reminded, and I reminded our audience again, what always precedes revival and the legitimate is all this insanity, all this fake stuff. You know, whether it was the first verse of Genesis, after the beginning, what was going on was chaos, and then comes God, and we have order. You know, we saw it happen at Mount Carmel, all the faux worshipers, you know, calling out to their God to send forth fire, and it didn't happen, and then the real God showed up. Same thing with what happened on Calvary. We had a lot of faux stuff, but then we had the legitimate that happened and further legitimized 3 days later upon his raising. So I believe that this is what America is up for right now. And I think people are going to be a bit surprised, even some people of faith, you know, because Jesus himself said that even God's elect will be confused and persuaded other, you know, to the false teachings and not the legitimate. But the legitimate always wins out, doesn't it?
Sure. I mean, and, you know, just because we hold our breath, the universe won't suffocate. The great I am, as Corey Ten Boom said, the great I am is not sitting in the sky going, oops, there's a pandemic. He kind of knows he's outside of time. He sees our waywardness. But the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you mentioned the prodigal, is that when we return to God and look at him face to face, we'll realize our great fallacy is he doesn't move. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the beauties of the Christian faith. Every other worldview has works attached to it to find their way to God, and their governments are corrupt accordingly. Mm-hmm. Our Christian worldview is the only one where Christ said, you're not good enough to master the creation I gave you, so I'm going to enter it myself. The Christian worldview has Jesus coming off the mountain to meet his people. Yes. And that is the greatest joy we can have in this confusion that we are seeing. And I think the church has kind of abdicated its responsibility. You know, if you go back to ancient Scotland and all, they built their communal institutions next to the church so morality would seep in. Mm-hmm. But we have thrown the church by the curbside thinking that it's fascinating, huh? In the Bible, the only time that we've had bad times was when man demanded that judges rule. And right now, you know, our executive power is ceding to the legislature, which according to the framing of this country was the least important body. It was just supposed to enforce the law, not create it.
Well, here we are again. Nothing new under the sun, Solomon said, starting to see things according to our own eyes, and God laughs. Krish, the book Twilight, How One Man Gave Unity in a Verse to My Universe. I know you touched on that a little bit, but we got a minute and a half left. And unity is key. I mean, this is power, and it's power that comes from God that is personified and demonstrated in diversity and in us being as one, right?
Absolutely. And the book, I mean, you know, is a small pocket book. I wrote it as an ode to Mr. Ziegler, my motivational hero, my guru. But I created seven principles out of one verse, Acts 17:26. And I think people will be blessed by just reading how simple it really is to stand in the gap. And if you wanted to articulate, to sum up, the three things that I learned from him were, to those that can afford what you offer, make sure that you give your best. To those that can't, negotiate. To those that are disenfranchised, pull them up. You practice those three. He says, look up to the God above, lean on the family you have, and be proud of the ground you stand on. You should be able to succeed. And that's what I did in trying to articulate this. And so far, we've been very blessed by the reviews and the success of the book. So.
Krish, can I thank you enough for sharing this incredible wisdom from your mentor? Krish Denham has been our guest. His book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Twilight, How One Man Gave Unity in a Verse to My Universe. Thank you, Krish. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken three ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities, one of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month, 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Whitehead joins us now, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Busy working on trying to keep freedom alive, but it's a bit more difficult with each every day.
Well, I want to acknowledge, as we did yesterday, the passing of Rush Limbaugh, a giant for conservativeship, for conservatism, I should say, and constitutional rights. And I'm not surprised at the response. I mean, here, this man who I believe contributed for the good of all mankind, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you may not totally agree. Yeah. That's okay. But I thought, boy, how uncivil. Some of the tweets and the comments, you know, from our fellow citizens, John, the way they're talking, it's amazing.
What people have to realize is we're being taught to hate one another. It's coming out of schools. It's coming out of government. It's coming out of businesses today. And it's very similar to what we saw way back in former regimes like Nazi Germany. And we got to lower this. Yeah, I see it all the time, you know, just the hate spewing out of people toward one another. And the people who run the government, the power brokers or the deep state, as we call it, they want that. They want us at each other's throats. They want to stay in things that are nasty and mean. I mean, when someone passes away, why in the world would you want to say something super negative? It doesn't make any sense. You know,
exactly.
only in the way that you've been taught to do it. And I mean, I just see how people growl and, you know, at each other. And this is not, this is, again, like I say, it's the way that you can control a populace, and we're seeing something repeated now. And another thing that's totally lost, and this contributes to this, is just the total loss of morality in society.
Without a doubt.
There's no love your brother, you know, love your sister, love one another. I hear none of that. In the songs I used to listen to as a younger man, I heard, you know, love one another and all that. You don't hear that anymore. You just hear about chugga, 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 baby, I want you, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about sex and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost this idea that we're something more than just physical bodies. We're a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And something happens to us when we die. We don't really die. We go somewhere else. And it can be good or bad. And so the thing is that people are not, you know, again, it blows my mind when I see that stuff. I don't know why in the world would people want to do that, but it's getting worse and worse and worse.
John, you know, to your point here, the question comes to mind is somebody monitoring, you know, that element of our society? I mean, we seem to measure everything else, but is anybody looking at that component to see, is it increasing? And when it gets to a certain dangerous point, we say, colloquial terms, we're on the verge of anarchy and totalitarianism, and a revolt is on the horizon. But, you know, people's attitudes and the way they talk like this, I mean, if this was measurable, and I'm sure that it probably is, that there's some sort of metric out there that says, yep, boy, you know, you guys are at 40% here. When you hit 50, then heaven help you. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think what we're seeing is, again, if a government controls speech, it controls the thought, which equals controlling the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the so-called cancel culture, which is my commentary I put out this week, techno-censorship, the slippery slope from censoring disinformation to silencing, what we're seeing is a total system now going into effect, which is going to dictate what people believe, especially young people.
Mm-hmm.
So people coming out, Abraham Lincoln said it best, I think, what one generation learns in the classroom, it practices in real life in the next.
Right.
And we're seeing that now. It's only going to get worse. And so we're actually, in my opinion, with the rise of artificial intelligence, and we want to get into that a little deeper maybe, controlling the Internet, and it's basically starting to control the Internet right now. I mean, you're talking to robots most of the time. When you're on Facebook, I mean, people are wondering why their posts are being taken down.
Mm-hmm.
And when we research it or work with some of those people, we find out some algorithm, which is just an accumulation of beliefs and stuff, in a robotic system, is actually canceling people.
Right.
So they're calling it the cancel culture. And it's taking over the entire system. I mean, it's taking over the news media. It's taking over television. All your devices are listening to you now to see what you want, you know.
It's taking over us, John, because it's affecting our thoughts, our words, you know, all this stuff that makes it acceptable, you know, to when somebody passes that we're so uncivil and so unkind. But a little bit of news to them, I will say this, you know, they think, well, he's, you know, Rush Limbaugh's no more. But let me say this, and this is in a spiritual context. We know that for things to grow, they must die. And it's just the nature of things. It's the way God designed things. And so people thinking the passing of Rush Limbaugh means the passing of conservatism. And I've got news for them. That's not going to happen. What will happen is the seed of conservatism carried in the heart and mind of one Rush Limbaugh, yes, passes. But watch for the multiplication factor. This is a dynamic that always happens. And for those people who are so mean-spirited and what, I mean, again, in the spiritual context, because this is another war that's taking place. We have a war that occurs in the physical, and then there's a war in the spiritual realm. And there's quite the battle happening right now in the spiritual realm. And this is just a case in point.
Oh, I agree with that. And people always... And again, this when people interview me, they say, "Well, what's one of the biggest issues we face?" I say it's a spiritual issue, and they go, "Well, you know," they start going, "Well, what do you mean?" So, there's something beyond us, even the people who the so-called quantum physicists, if you've heard of what they propose, these are physicists saying that we don't die, that there's actually some kind of weird element and they found in the molecule, these scientists now, that they say passes on. Yeah. So even they're saying that. So there is a spiritual thing. And the other thing I will say, behind government and a lot of the people we see today, I think there is a strong spiritual element. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a very negative spiritual element.
It's
of control.
Yeah,
you call it the devil, Satan, or whatever you want to call it. But it's definitely there. Anytime you see anybody, any like organized group that's trying to suppress what people think, saying nasty things about people all the time, pushing things that are going to destroy people, we know, like certain drugs, sexual stuff, and all the stuff we're seeing, that's not just something that just comes up all of a sudden and pops. It's happened in history, and we're repeating it, like I'm saying. And
exactly.
My book, Battlefield America, I go into the whole Nazi Germany thing, but we're definitely repeating the Nazi thing right now. It's hate. Don't debate hate.
Yes, exactly.
That's the key.
It's the dehumanization of our fellow man, and because if they're dehumanized, then beyond canceling, they can be eliminated, or like in parts of the communist world and communist China, for example. Hey, you're still of some use to me, even dead. I can harvest your organs, right?
Exactly, and that's the way they think. They see us now as data bits. Well, the artificial intelligence is greatly affected, by the way, the mentality of how people think. There is no morality in artificial intelligence. It's all efficiency.
Yeah.
We are data bits, and we can be erased at a certain point. And that's where it's headed, folks. Easily erased. You wonder why we're seeing all the government armaments. The government is armed to the teeth in every locality in America. I've written on this, and we've talked about it before on this show. Hollow point bullets, sound cannons, tanks. They've got everything. They've got drones now, armed drones from 2 miles up can zap you. Mm-hmm. So they can get your facial recognition from 2 miles up and zap you. The police are using Chinese drones in some parts of the country now that are designed to watch, but they're armed. They can taser you. They're waiting for, the next big protest, maybe. A protest just for the good, basically,
right,
where people are nonviolent. But listen, here's the other thing. Your so-called nonviolent protests have been repeatedly infiltrated by government agents who stir people up and get them doing stupid things, and then they go, look, they're violent, let's smash them.
Exactly.
And
well,
love
and
the violence, by the way, the government. That way they say, I can be violent.
Yeah, it's a lot of that similar smell that we remember what happened on January the 6th. We've got more coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, ask for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we receive 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, you tuned into the right place. This is Bill Martinez, and we're talking with John Whitehead, constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. We're talking about life as it is today and exactly where it's going. John, Nancy Pelosi says, look, we have to have a bipartisan or an independent 9-11 type commission, because the 9-11 investigation commission worked so effectively the last time, but we need another one. And the amazing thing, as you said earlier, with the technological advances that are in play right now by the deep state, by the CIA, the FBI, supposedly, you know, government that we're supposed to have some sort of control of, they have all this information. They had the information even before January the 6th. Why is it that we need to spend millions of dollars of the people's money to find out, to get some sort of new narrative? I mean, we can just tune in and ask for a script from CNN and use that as well as what they would give us.
If Nancy Pelosi and most of the people who work for government ran their business, if I ran my business like they ran theirs, or anybody did, they'd get fired. $23 trillion in debt, and they're just spending money out, just throwing it to the wind, you know. Mm-hmm. And they just want control. They want to investigate more people. They want distractions, too. That's the key. Government is theater. It's getting you to watch it. It's the same as watching any type of television or whatever. It's to distract you from reality. And people wake up. Under the Biden administration now, they propose the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. It will criminalize basically any kind of First Amendment activities. So they're going to try to push that through. And believe it or not, this is one of the scariest things I've seen. There's a new bill in Congress under the Biden administration. It's called the See Something, Say Something Online Act. What it does is it says if you're using social media and you see something that you think should be suspicious, you must turn it in to the police or government agents, and if you don't, you can get prosecuted.
Wow.
You become a criminal if you don't report so-called suspicious activity. And what is suspicious activity? It's anything that disagrees with the majority or the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a bill in Congress that people are supporting, which would mean now that if someone did something crazy and you just flipped through or whatever and you may not even have seen it. Mm-hmm. If they can allege you've seen it, they can drag you into court now and accuse you of being a criminal.
Right.
But what?
And then how much is it going to cost you to defend yourself, right?
Yeah, and here's the key. When I studied Nazi Germany, 99% of the people that wound up in concentration camps, they weren't dragged away by police watching them and stuff. It was their neighbors.
Turned them in to
the police for so-called, and sometimes wives and husbands doing the same thing. They were totally indoctrinated for listening to a certain kind of radio program, doing a certain kind of thing that the government said was not good to do. And the police would be waiting for them when they walked down the street to go to the grocery store or something and pull them away and take them to a concentration camp. That's what's being proposed now in our so-called American government. And it's here's the other thing you have to realize, too. The government, like you said, they already have those lists. The FBI has 80 million names on a database that they have that they watch. 80 million names. There's actually a database in the government called Maine Corps that has over 8 million names of people that will be rounded up in times of distress, they call it.
Yeah.
So they're all ready to go, folks. They've got their guns, they've got their drones, they've got all their equipment.
And the useful idiots, right?
Yeah, they do not want freedom. And James Madison said it best. He said, I wrote the First Amendment to protect the minority against the majority. And one thing that they're trying to do, and they're doing it very well, and I call it thought prisons. They're building thought prisons around us.
Right.
Where if someone walks up, we act like we're in jail. If they say a word, we bounce back from them. I've seen that. I've seen people actually jump back on that. You know, I've talked to sometimes, and I say, here's something that's really important. They just jump back and look at me like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
And then they can't believe it. And the only way out of that thought prison is free thinking. And free speech. Like I said, you know, we want, don't hate, debate. Debate each other. And challenge the government, by the way. I'm telling you, folks, if people listen to this program, you only have a couple years left before you can make some changes. Some cities are starting to fight back against, there are just a few, fighting back against all this techno stuff where they're going to erase people and stuff. They say, we're not going to be involved in this. They've reduced their SWAT team raids. They push back on some of this military equipment. They don't want their citizens getting blown away with a grenade launcher. You can do it, but we only have a few years left. I'm telling you, I'm in my 70s now, and people actually ask me, why are you still doing this, man? Why don't you go take a break? How can I take a break when I see what's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we have to fight for freedom till we go to the grave.
Right.
And I'm asking other people to do that. Wake up, folks. And you know,
they have to wake up.
Either,
first of all, John,
you believe in each other as a human being, or you don't. If you want to sit back on your butt and just watch TV and believe those people blabbing on television, what they're saying, you're very, very foolish.
Exactly.
Think for yourself.
Yeah. You think, just like you said earlier, John, here we are today, and who would have thought 10 years we'd be at this point? And it's moving so quickly that it won't be necessarily another 10 years. I mean, maybe another 3-5 years. I mean, this thing is moving at Mach 5 speed.
Well,
when I say this thing, I'm talking about, you know, the encroachment on our constitutional rights and America as we know it.
Well, I mean, Biden's now proposing a reality czar. What kind of reality are you talking about? The same thing we're talking about, government reality, is control. They want your money. Remember, we've talked about this program before. The government is run by 585 billionaires. This is proven by a study by professors at Princeton and Northwestern University. We're run by an oligarchic elite. Google, by the way, Facebook, and all these big groups that are Instagram that are wiping out free speech today on people like RFK Jr., by the way, who writes some really good stuff on vaccines and stuff. They've taken them off because they don't want people to hear the other side. They're the ones calling for the realities are. Because you know why? They don't want anybody challenging their stock market stuff. They want to make the money, and that's the key. It's all about money and greed and stuff like that. And again, it goes back to the spiritual thing. What is it? The love of money is the root of all evil?
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, when you start worshiping money. I've had friends, by the way, who have inherited money. I'd meet them a couple years later, and they look down at me like Queen Elizabeth or something, you know, like I'm one of their serfs.
Right, it's, exactly.
It goes to people's heads. Don't let it go to your head. Remember one thing. You're no better than the lowest person on the planet, I tell people. And that's how you should view your so-called reality.
Right. Exactly. And let's utilize our giftings and talents to help one another so that we can all be free and freer yet. But, you know, there is a force that's right.
America made over $300 billion during the COVID thing. We have people starving and they're not giving any of the money back.
Amazing,
isn't
it? Yeah. No, it's disgusting. I mean, that truly is.
It's shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, this slippery slope of censoring disinformation, silencing truth. You say Big Brother is it's not coming to America. This isn't about a book that we read about decades ago. This is what it is. Big Brother is here. I mean, it's being exercised. It's being in place, just as you said, armed with censorship, surveillance, and social credit scores. I mean, it's down to that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We're down to social credit scores. You make the wrong mistake, you can go into prison. Why does America have the biggest prison population in the world, run by private prisons, where prisoners make stuff for Microsoft, Google, and stuff? Okay? I mean, why do 1.5 million people disappear into mental illness institutions each year? Some of them are, we've helped some of them, the people that have just questioned the government, the police
yes.
arrive at the door, they're called civil commitments, they're taking them away. We've defended some people who have been accused of that and gotten them out. But listen, this country, you're not, the reason you don't know much about what I'm saying on this program today, I'm telling you, you're talking to your people, and a lot of it is because you're sitting and watching screen devices. And who controls the screen devices? Big Brother, if you want to call them that, that's Google, Facebook, and all those people who are doing all the censoring. Why do you want to read censored information?
Well, the end of free speech is the end of freedom, John.
He's right. It's true. Free speech is freedom. Without it, and I mean, I've been fighting for it for years, but like I say, we only have a few years. Artificial intelligence now, and this generation coming out of public schools who will be ruled by screen devices, where they're erasing words now, and books are being banned. 1984 is banned in some schools.
Right. Well, we're being controlled by this techno matrix that is already in play with artificial intelligence.
Oh.
You know, there's so much yet to understand about AI, but it is fully unleashed, and it's like the blob that eventually will consume everything.
Exactly. It is. And they know everything you're doing, folks. They're watching everything. And if they push through some of this legislation I've talked about, you could find yourself in jail because you didn't report a so-called suspicious person. Who is that? Someone who was railing about bad government. Oh, okay.
Right. Well, the Democratic Party is not your father or grandfather's Democratic Party any longer. We've known that for quite a while. And it is, as you said, it is totally about power and control. That's it.
And money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Money. Yep.
John, I thank you, you know, for all that you're doing at the Rutherford Institute. You know, we're a sustaining supporter because we believe in what you're doing. And I would encourage our audience to participate and to support the cause of freedom, our Constitution, so that what we hand off to the next generation, our kids and our grandkids, is, you know, better than what we got. But we've got to fight. You know, we've got to fight for this. This is not going to be something that, as Ronald Reagan says, just passes off into the bloodstream. How can people come alongside us, John, in the good fight and support you?
Go to Rutherford.org and try to get our weekly commentaries and all our news bulletins we put out. We're involved in a lot of litigation fighting for freedom.
Exactly. Make sure you read his book, Battlefield America, as well. Thanks, John.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.